Let's determine that biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
It's brought to us by Trend HR and by the Granada Theater. For show listings, go to GranadaTheater.com. Five candidates this week. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. Candidate number one, tomorrow night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Sting.
Yeah, Aaron, you and your wife always go to all these Sting concerts. And
we went to the Sting concert that was a part of the Super Bowl 45 concert series. And that was one of the three best concerts that I've ever been to. He was terrific.
I thought you hated this song.
This is his least favorite song.
This is my least favorite song, but I love Sting. And you know what? And as I told you after the concert, this song in person was actually great. It was really great, in fact.
So did he have full band when you saw him?
Yep.
That was at the Windspear?
Yep.
I've seen him before, too. He's awesome.
And Junior was up on stage dancing and everything.
No, my wife got up on stage with a bunch of other women that he called up from the crowd. But
you were the only guy up there?
I didn't get to go up there. No, but it was awesome. Great show. He's 60 now.
Wow, he is 60.
Looks good for 60.
You guys know how he got the nickname Sting?
Yeah, I've heard it before. Can't recall it. What is it?
He performed one night
wearing
a black and yellow sweater with hooped stripes, and one of the guys in his band said, "That makes you look like a bee," and then someone came up with Sting, and then he just adopted it and went by it from then on out.
You know what his real name is, Giorgio?
Gordo.
Yep. He's a Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
Mm-hmm. Good looking for 60, George. Just ask the people in your household.
No, I know. She's still all about... Oh, women love... It. That's not unusual, though. Every woman I've ever known has loved Sting.
Seems like every dinner party I've been to, your wife always ends up talking about Sting and about how...
She does not.
Hey, did you hear the tantric claim that he made?
That's the one thing that you cannot forget that we've talked about once, and you bring it up once a month.
Oh, she's always about that tantric claim and being able to go for 54 hours or something.
He even later admitted that he was just throwing out a bunch of garbage. Of course, every woman in the world thought, oh, really, did you read about that? Whatever.
Yeah, which I don't understand why women are so impressed with that claim when most women want that to be over with as soon as possible.
Yeah. I know.
Seems like there would be a negative about Sting.
Great thing about his shows, he plays, of course, a lot of solo stuff, but tons of police stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Love this song.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
That sounds like a stand-up bass he's playing on this. At least fretless.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at the McFarland Auditorium on the SMU campus, Morrissey.
Oh, yes.
Look out.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Was this your number one influence growing up in your band days?
I don't know about influence, but it was maybe my favorite. I was way up in the Smiths.
Listen to all that angst. All the shyness that is criminally
vulgar. Morrissey is now 52.
He's such greatness. And he's another one that you have to get over his voice before you start realizing how genius it is.
Mm-hmm.
First you're thinking, God, boy, my mom hated it when I would put on Smiths. When I would get control of the family radio and put this on. He just can't sing. But Mom, what he does with rhythm makes up for the limited number of notes he hits. Well, he just can't sing. Now, Barbara Streisand, that is a singer. Mom, you don't really compare those two.
So many of my friends were into the Smiths. I just never got into them.
No, I didn't either.
Johnny Marr's guitar work, unbelievable. And bass player, what's his name, Andy Rourke, he's great too.
Well, I can pretty much dismiss all the work by saying one word.
What?
Meh.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. It's... We live in a wonderful age when we can dismiss people's entire bodies of work and their entire lifetime and all the feelings they have and all the good they've done. All you have to do is say, man. Isn't that wonderful?
And isn't he truly super gay?
No, he's never said that.
Really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, the furthest he's ever gone is just said that he's asexual.
Hmm.
But then in recent years, he says that he is no longer asexual.
What does that mean?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Are you going to this?
Bisexual.
Since you're such a big fan?
I'd like to. Where is it?
That means no.
They ain't going.
McFarlane, SMU.
When is it?
McFarlane.
Thursday.
Oh, we got girls' night out, don't we?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Which will be great, too.
Wonderful. Is that on the biggest show coming to town list?
No.
Should be. Mm.
Candidate number three, Friday night, Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Leanne Womack.
Hey, wow, she's ticket zone. I had a 15-second conversation with her at Buckets and Boots this summer. We played just 30 minutes before she did.
Wow, so you opened for her.
Kind of. She had no idea.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder.
She's got a great voice. She was really good live.
I know the song's overplayed, but it's still great.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder.
Whoa, George, you're right.
Why'd you do that?
She sounds like Dolly Parton.
A little bit.
Which is good. I like Dolly.
What are you doing, Jer?
If you want to see Leanne Womack, you better hurry. She is 45.
That's younger than us.
She's not going to live much longer. Didn't she breastfeed a pig? Oh, oh. Wow.
All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. This is Saturday night at the House of Blues, we think.
Maybe.
Guar. And it was just reported last week that they lost their guitarist.
Well, that was Carol Seville.
To death.
Oh.
Not just lost him like at the airport. Lost him to death. So we think they're still playing. They're still on the list.
This, of course, their classic hit, Saddam A Go-Go.
What would your mom think of this singing?
That's just mumbling. Yeah, think about how much worse it could have been for my parents if I was into this kind of... What is this? Is this prog rock or the successor
to it?
It's
insanity.
They are listed as a satirical heavy metal band.
Oh,
I've heard they have some pretty good bits.
Mm-hmm.
You got one less bit now.
Indeed.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Oh, sad to say.
So the bass player or the guitarist that...
What?
Guitarist.
Lost his life. Oh.
Yeah, what did Craig say GWAR was an acronym for?
Guitar... I can't remember what I said. What did I say?
I don't know. Pretty handcrafted at the time.
Yeah, guitarist...
Was alive
recently.
Yeah, that's it.
That's your Herman Cain moment.
That's what GWAR stood for.
I think that was a little bit more minor than the Herman Cain moment, but...
Not quite.
Guitarist was alive recently. That was it.
Indeed.
That was pretty good.
Awesome.
Oh, look at him taking a moment to admire himself in the mirror.
There. All right, and finally, candidate five, Sunday at the Palladium Ballroom, Korn.
They're still going?
Are they satirical?
No.
Oh.
They're meant to be taken seriously.
Remember how tense it used to make that Ryan's daughter used to listen to them? They're going to listen to Korn.
That's not singing. Barbra Streisand. Now that's a singer.
And Aretha.
Stevie. And Aretha.
They have a new album out, The Path of Totality.
Dude.
It's all right.
Is this it? Is this old stuff?
That's an old one. I was able to find a clean version of this. So.
What's this called?
Twisted Transistor.
She's a little too angry for me.
Their 98 and 99 albums went to number one on the charts.
Yeah, they're big. I swear I thought they'd broken up.
Okay, let's see if they did this. All right.
All right, let's vote.
Hey, 1P1 brings up that you know, since the ticket personnel likes to have cover bands, that I ought to start Gordesy. That's kind of a good one.
My biggest show, is it candidate number one, Wednesday at the Verizon, Sting. Candidate two, Thursday at the McFarlane, Morrissey. Candidate three, Friday at Billy Bob's, Leanne Womack. Candidate four, Saturday at the House of Blues, Guar. Or candidate five, Sunday at the Palladium, Korn. George.
Sting.
Gordo.
Without a doubt, you know what my vote's going to be.
Okay,
hit a little How Soon Is Now there, Jer. Listen to that. Great Johnny Marr.
Voting for Rich Phillips, we have Sean Bass.
5 seconds into the song.
I know it. That's wonderful.
Sting.
Depression Jer. Is pleasure.
Always liked his classic matches against Ric Flair. Sting.
Fernando.
Sting.
I'll take Sting as well. So 5-1. Sting, Wednesday at the Verizon. Biggest show.
And now the idiot who didn't vote for Sting. Cordo.
Hey, thank you so much, Giorgio. We are going to talk about a notable sports death next. Oh, and it'll be right here on Sport
on the ticket. 53 degrees.